You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, let's go around the NFL. I see you folks on the text line still coming in with various different instances of your favorite radio moments. And really, it's just a whole bunch of Sports Radio 610 moments, which I appreciate as well. Some people mentioning the post game of Texans games with Sean and Clint trying to navigate, you know, people calling in, which we'll have to get to it because there is one in particular that very much still tickles me whenever I think about
it. Tipsy.
Yeah, keep those coming in, man. We might just have fun with those all day long as it is National Radio Day. But let's go around the NFL, and I kind of want to start from where I typically end around the NFL with, the NFL Top 100. It's continuing to roll out for like the last month and a half, it feels like. But we're getting towards the end, and we're getting more Texans as we go. I mentioned yesterday that we had thrown up there Jahmyr Gibbs at 27 and Tristan Wirfs at 28. Mm-hmm. Well, still remaining to see. And you're right, Figgy. Tristan Wirfs is injured. We'll see. I don't think that he's going to be done for the season by any means, but we'll see when he's ready to go and if that has anything to do with your Houston Texans.
Because I want to say they had Charlie Heck as the backup.
Oh, Lord.
I want to say. And that's when I'm like, ooh, I hope he's there week two.
Yeah.
So that was neither here nor there because you continue on. And this man, you got to give a lot of love to Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Zach Bond, jumping in at 26 after not being ranked. And, of course, you could say not ranked and that means something. But when you think about it, Zach Bond
wouldn't have been in the top 200.
At all. Like, he came in as almost like a special teamer type guy when they signed him after his stint with the Saints. And he became one of the best linebackers in the league. And then he got his big money last year. A lot of respect there from his colleagues and fellow players getting ranked 26.
Great story. It can happen. It does happen. And no, I agree with you on that one.
But the one that we care about, and a man who apparently jumped 43 spots last season, defensive end for your Houston Texans, Danielle Hunter.
Now, here's the best part about this.
25, by the way.
Yeah, 25. Here's the best part. I feel like he's finally getting his due because he had great seasons, not good, great seasons in Minnesota. And was never really considered. I don't know if it was pairing with Will Anderson or pairing with D'Amico Ryans or getting on a team that maybe, certainly has had a lot of buzz around it, you know, going into last year, you know, with CJ Stroud and everything. Or maybe it's a combination of all three, you know, that has sort of elevated him. He's finally getting the mentions that he needs and now the accolade.
Yeah, but what's wild to me, because I don't think you're wrong. I think you're right. He, for some reason, well, some of the reason is Danielle goes about his business very quietly. Mm-hmm. He does not point towards himself, nor does he try and draw attention towards himself. But even with all of that, this is a player-voted list.
Yeah.
He has been wrecking shop for a very long time, and he has been doing it against very good players. Like, you would imagine that players would have acknowledged that, but it seems like the way that this defense kind of just was one of the best in the league and tried and really just carried the Texans as an entire franchise with, you know, Will Anderson mm-hmm. Jr. and Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. I think with all the shine of all the players, it lifted all boats and everybody and people yeah. actually looked up and saw, oh, wow, Danielle Hunter, he's putting up 17 tackles for loss and 12 yeah. sacks. Like, oh, we probably should give him some love. It is cool to see him yeah. actually get that love. It is cool that it's happened in this context because it is fair to ask the question, would he have gotten this love if he was not on this Texans team last year?
No, I don't think he would have. Even players, I mean, they're human, you know? We say it all the time. They might have been swayed by the headlines or you know, well, this guy's a Pro Bowler, so I think he needs to be, you know, top 25. And I know Danielle Hunter was a Pro Bowler. I'm just saying, like, the buzz around certain players, I think players, their peers can be swayed by that.
Now, how do you then juxtapose this with the fact that Will Anderson Jr. was ranked much lower, what was it, in the 60s
mm-hmm.
or something, where Will Anderson Jr. was? And, look, I'm not trying to say that Will is the same type of player right now as Danielle Hunter. I do think that, you know, the veteran nature of Danielle allows him to do some more things. But Will ain't, I don't know that he is. Is he 40, 50 players away from him in play capabilities at this point?
And maybe this, that's, because I'm with you. It strikes me as strange, but maybe.
I want to he was ranked 46, by
was
the
way. Was it 46?
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
You might be thinking about Joe Mixon.
I am mixing him up with Joe Mixon. But, yeah. but who was the first Texan that?
Nevertheless, 46 is very high. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, but 20 spots actually feels a lot more comfortable.
It feels a little bit more, but I also feel there's just, with Danielle Hunter, there's a bigger body of work, you know, and they're finally recognizing it. Yeah.
Which is good. It is good to have that happen. But yeah, shout out to Danielle Hunter, 25th best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly he's not going to be the best defender. We still haven't seen Derek Stingley. I think that is now the final thing. Cause I mean, we've gotten Nico Collins, we've gotten CJ Stroud, we've gotten Will Anderson. Who else would be up here in these spaces besides
I think Derek Stingley, right?
And so the last thing that I think remains to be seen, and again, I didn't grab any audio from the vignette, unfortunately. I'll see if I can maybe come back around to that at a later point. But with Derek Stingley, the last thing I think remains to be seen is just how high he ends up.
I was just
going
to ask you guys. Like,
I wonder if he's a top 20.
Call your shot. Give me a number, an exact number.
All right. So right now, Danielle is 25. I think that there's still going to be a number of quarterbacks that show up here.
Yeah.
I'm still putting probably 4 or 5 quarterbacks up here.
I can't tell you right off the top of my head which ones have not been named. I know Josh Allen had Mahomes.
Yeah, you got Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but I'm going to say
there's some running backs.
17.
Really good defensive players. 17.
17.
Yeah. I was like, I don't. He's definitely not going to end up in the top 10, which sucks because I do think that he's a fantastic player, but I just don't know
mm-hmm.
that he ends up in that space. Top 15 then becomes the question. I'm like, can he rank that highly as the second best cornerback? I think that he could. I think I go ahead and just conservatively, I say 15.
Okay.
I'm going to say 19.
Okay.
So I say conservatively, but I have the highest.
Conservatively.
Conservatively. We'll see. We'll see which of us is right as we continue to unfurl these. But no, I think Danielle getting his love and a fair point made on the text line here. Again, 713-572-4610. Is the number to text. But from the 832, Danielle Hunter ain't missed no games last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that does matter. I think that players do respect that he was BTA, as they're calling it, mm-hmm. all 17 games long, getting people hellacious spin moves, hitting people with the Euro steps, and getting to the quarterback and putting them down.
Yeah, no, and that's right. I forgot, you know, obviously, you know, him not being there, Will Anderson, probably made a little bit of a difference.
That does highlight, though, the level of elevation that Will can have this year mm-hmm. for next year's top 100 is still kind of incredible. I think that's a conversation we still remain to be had. That might be what we circle back to mm-hmm. when we revisit a little bit of Nick Caserio, because one of the things he talked about was Will Anderson.
He sure did.
And it's funny because all training camp long, it feels like we've kind of neglected Will and Danielle kind of because they're known commodities. But he's still getting better in various ways, isn't he?
I think more so Danielle. We're falling into that rut. I you know, Will Anderson has made some, from the start of training camp, some really impressive plays. Of course, they both have been early on in camp, you know, what would have been sacks, you know, a lot of those on CJ Stroud and other quarterbacks. But Will Anderson has just been showing every bit of him.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Improvement. All right, one more Texans thing before I get you more around the NFL, because that's what it's ostensibly supposed to be. So the Texans did a thing today. Mm-hmm. I was looking at my email, as I often do, walking into work, and I was like, wait, Texans transaction? What is happening here? The Texans have brought in a new long snapper. Can you get this? Blake Ferguson is a long snapper that they brought in. Mm-hmm. Used to play with the Dolphins. Has played a number of seasons, 5-6 seasons. Is that correct?
This is his sixth season.
This will be his sixth season. And I was like, oh, this is real late in the game to create some level of competition for long snappers. Ain't no competition, because mm-hmm. apparently at practice there is no sign of Austin Brinkman, and Blake Ferguson is here.
What happened to Austin
Brinkman? I am so confused.
Yeah, that's at the first when I first saw that, I was thinking maybe the other guy got the job, so maybe they just need somebody for preseason or something like that for the last game mm-hmm. and let the dude rest. But if he ain't even at practice,
like, that could be a number of things.
Did he just go AWOL?
Some injury that happens. I guess in theory it could be that he just disappeared. I feel like we would know something about that.
Yeah, we would. I thought, well, maybe he's injured. But first of all, how would a deep snapper? I get it. But you know.
Wow. You know what? You know what's happening in there? Fig, you hear? That's a little bit of snappers and specialists aren't football players. I hear it. It's a sprinkle of it in there.
Wait, I didn't say that.
That's what it's, you implied.
John Weeks want to talk to you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, John Weeks is the man.
He ain't going to fight.
Oh, you missed John Weeks yet, huh? You missed John Weeks yet? They're on their third. This is the, remember they had another one.
Yeah, Tucker Addington they had brought in.
They're on their third long snapper since John Weeks has left.
And what's funny is when I saw this originally, I was like, damn, do I need to go back and watch the snaps and see if Austin Brinkman had had some issues? I don't know that he had had issues mm-hmm. necessarily, but neither here nor there. Now we have to see if what's my guy's name? Blake Ferguson. I have to commit that to memory. If he has what it takes to do what you need for the Texans. Because, again, that continuity matters a ton.
So Brinkman isn't out there.
Not according to our guy Cody Stutes.
Yeah.
He was the one who I saw tweeted it. That
is so bizarre.
It is bizarre. We don't have much more at this point, mm-hmm. but I will continue to watch and mm-hmm. see if anything changes or if we get more information there. The information that we got yesterday was Anthony Richardson mm-hmm. is not going to be the quarterback. And you made mention of this, and I didn't highlight it enough. Shane Steichen has gone with Daniel Jones as the quarterback, but he also said that this ain't a 1 week situation. He said it's for the season. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, for the season can mean all 17 games or until somebody does something poorly that we then bench them for. However, that means a lot when we talk about, and we talked about, are they giving up on Anthony Richardson or whatever? Well, apparently Anthony Richardson talked and he was like, you know, you just do what's best for the team. It doesn't devalue what you did, so on and so forth. I don't know if his agent had that same perspective.
Come on, man.
His agent got out here saying that they have a lot to discuss. The agent, Derek Jackson, I hope mm-hmm. I said that correctly. I probably didn't. Said, quote, we have a lot to discuss, talking about with the Colts. He said that he believes Tuesday's decision and some previous situations involving Richardson have damaged the team's credibility.
Come on, man.
Saying, quote, trust is a big factor, and that is at best questionable right now. Anthony came back and made improvements in the areas that he needed to improve,
and by all accounts, he had a great camp, close quote.
Except he didn't. Except he did not. Figgy, this reminds me of Tom Savage. Remember when his agent came in after Deshaun Watson beat him out?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's done everything. They benched him at halftime or whatever it was, first quarter.
Yeah.
They talked about how they didn't give him a fair shake and he did everything right.
Yep. Tom, never heard from Tom Savage since.
Never heard from him again.
I don't even know where he played after that.
I don't either, but the Derek Jackson is his agent. And I read this, and this was the biggest eye roll ever. Like, I get it. He's his agent. He's going to have – but don't be saying he – showed all these improvements and did everything they ask, and trust is an issue.
He actually got a fair chance.
He got a great fair chance.
Yeah, this rookie year ended up getting hurt. His second year he showed, but ended up getting hurt too.
Yeah.
But no, it was a competition. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they should have brought in a better quarterback than Daniel Jones for a competition. And you couldn't even beat him out.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
That was his spot to lose.
Mm-hmm. And look, they set this up, and it's crazy because they set this up with a quarterback that was not all that good. Last year, both of these quarterbacks were dead last in a couple of various metrics that you could look at. And still, they brought him in and like, hey, you just need to clear this what felt like a very low bar, and it's evident that he didn't. How much do you think that they came into, they being just the entirety of the Colts organization, came into this offseason with the feeling that they did not want, or that they wanted this to ultimately be the way that it ended up?
No,
with,
I think they
Daniel
had an
Jones
open mind. I really do. To bring in Daniel Jones, it's not like you brought in Kirk Cousins or something. You know, you brought in a guy that you could compete with Anthony Richardson.
They say it's a competition, they brought in Daniel Jones. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Come on now. Right.
No, I thought it was a fair competition. Do you not?
It feels like it was fair. However, I think you could easily look at the idea of, hey, this dude clearly did not play well enough, but you invested a high level of draft capital in him and you want to maybe see it out, give him more opportunities. But he was given a lot of opportunities. I don't think he really lived up to it in a way that feels like you should keep going for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that Daniel Jones gives you much on the other side. However, I imagine that Shane Steichen is just trying to keep his job. We got to remember the dynamics that are there with the Colts, which is kind of new ownership. Like, obviously, your previous owner, Jim Irsay, passed away. And so you have Carly Irsay Gordon, who's now at the top of this. And I don't think she has to be beholden to any of the decisions that were prior there. Mm-hmm. I think with new evaluations, everybody's head on a swivel.
Yeah.
To some degree. And so Shane Steichen, who has been there a little bit and has had some rough seasons, I imagine that he might be looking at, can we just have an offense that runs?
Just a little safer.
Or just an experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about Daniel Jones. I don't think he's that good. But at least he's an experienced quarterback that can step in and at least attempt to run the offense. I don't know how good the offense would be.
Yeah.
But Anthony Richardson couldn't even run the offense. I mean, he could. It was the small stuff he was messing up on.
Exactly.
Someone asked, do you think that the Colts quarterback situation would get Shane Steichen fired? I don't know. However, maybe I'm reading too much in this. Quentin Nelson, obviously really good guard for the Colts, said, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't frustrating, was the quote that he gave. To obviously having the turnover of quarterback time and time again. I do wonder, does this lose you the locker room?
I think the quarterback position more times than not gets coaches fired. There are situations where you lose the team, it's bad personnel decisions. But if you want to say what gets a head coach fired more than anything else, it's quarterback problems. Always. The majority is always point back to quarterback problems.
Especially when you're the offensive head coach.
Yeah.
I do kind of feel a little bit bad for Shane Steichen. I will not be boo-hooing or anything because he made this offense look decent with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. I mean, they were right on the brink of the playoffs.
And here they are struggling with big-armed Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate to see it.
I like Tyler Miller. He said, but Daniel Jones can't hit the top of a stadium with the ball.
It's true. And what I said to Tyler Milner when he said that to me, I was like, Anthony Richardson can't half the time either, if we're going to be entirely honest. So I guess more power to y'all with that situation as it continues to go. All right. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up next in Loop on Sports Radio 610, Awful Announcing put out a really interesting list of the best MLB broadcasts. Where does Space City Home Network fall And what improvements, what advice would you offer to make Space City Home Network the best broadcast out there? Let's have the conversation next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.